there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. When you hear that theme song, Come Running, that's your clue that the Children's Bible Club is on the air with good songs, Bible verses, and a good story just for you. A story today about old bones. No, I shouldn't say old bones, because he wasn't old at all. He was just a pup, but he surely got an awful start in life. Poor Bones. Stick around to hear his true story. But right now, join with the choir as they start today's program. Choir? Thank you, choir. I'm so thankful for the children in our choir, and proud of them, too. They take time away from work and play and things they like to do to learn their songs and meet together to record. Oh, they enjoy it, I think, but it's also work. And we're thankful for Mr. Woods, too. He works his head off every week. Well, he still has a head. He's not really running around like the headless horseman. That might scare us all. But you know what I mean, that he works hard every week together and teach the choir songs that teach Bible truth and glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd be glad if you'd learn the songs too and sing along with us. Paul wrote to the Ephesians, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks for all things. David loved music and was a great musician himself. He wrote many psalms for the Levites and musicians and people to sing in worshiping the Lord. He told us in the 100th psalm to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. He didn't say you had to have an opera star's voice or sing like a lark, but to be glad in your heart and sing to glorify the Lord. I'll tell you something else. If you ever have a cloudy day or you're feeling a little bit blue, just start singing one of your favorite hymns or choruses, and you'll drive the clouds away. Somehow, singing and being glum don't go together. So join in as the choir sings before story time. Choir? Others had seen the dog many times over the summer, but no one could entice the frightened pup from the underbrush and thicket. "Aw!" Amy gave a sympathetic sigh the instant her eyes fell on the poor creature. "Aw! Here! Here, Poochie!" she called softly as she beckoned with her hand, but the dog would not move. Amy took a slight step forward and beckoned again, but the dog lay still and uttered a low growl. It had been a good day for Amy and her friend Dale hiking in the trail in the National Forest, but by this late in the afternoon, they were tired, ready to go back to the truck and head for home. But now, there was this little dog, or what was left of him. He looked to be 5 or 6 months old, but he was nearly starved down. His ribs were sticking out, and tufts of his hair were missing. He needed help, and soon. But the park would soon be closed for the night, and they had to leave. But they vowed they would soon be back. They couldn't abandon the poor creature. Where was he from? How long had he been alone out in the forest? Had he just been dumped and left to die? The next morning, Amy and Dale were out on the mountain early. This time they were armed with food for the pitiful pup, but nothing they offered made him budge. Others on the trail had tried to help the poor thing, but he trusted no one. Yet Amy would not give up. Day after day she eased closer to him with bits of food. He ate whatever was tossed to him, but he wouldn't scoot even an inch toward his kind benefactor. He needed food and medicine. If she couldn't catch him soon, he would die, and there was no time to lose. Amy lay awake at night trying to think how she could lure him in, how she could get a leash on him. Then one day, Amy did a strange thing. She lay down on the ground near the brush, curled up on her side, and lay perfectly still. Nothing happened for a while, but then the little dog slowly moved toward her. He was curious. Easing close enough to sniff her, he stayed a little bit and then left. He was suspicious. Amy lay still. After about 20 minutes, he came back, sniffed, and edged close to her. As he started to leave again, Amy, still lying on the ground, whimpered a time or two and eased toward the dog. He stopped to watch her, and she whined softly. Timidly he came close and crouched down beside her. When she appeared injured and helpless, it seemed to touch the dog's instinct to protect her. If she was in trouble, she was no threat to him, and in his way he tried to help the girl lying on the ground, and Amy was able to slip a leash around his neck. Gently, she got him to the truck, and they lost no time getting him to the veterinary hospital. The dog had all kind of problems. Underweight, near starvation, skin and ear infections from exposure in the woods. But with treatment, he would be fine. He had to stay in the unpleasant, noisy animal shelter for a while in case anyone would claim him. But Amy visited him every day, and the two became best friends. She named him Bones, but before long, with good food and care, he wasn't bony any longer. In fact, Bones became quite a handsome dog. What a happy day it was when the claim time at the shelter ran out and Amy was able to claim Bones as her own. He was no longer starving, alone, or homeless in the woods, or stuck in an animal shelter. He was now with Amy in his forever home. What a wonderful time they had together. When Amy's concern for Bones went beyond a soft voice and offer of food to laying her own body down on the ground to earn his trust, he came to her of his own free will. Amy did him good. Amy saved his life by giving of herself. In a much more wonderful way, the Lord Jesus Christ laid down his very life for you and me. We were lost in sin, away from God, with only eternal hell and punishment for our sin ahead. But the Lord Jesus Christ stepped in. Although he had never sinned, he died on the cross of Calvary in our place and rose again so we could have eternal life. He purchased our place in heaven with his own blood. Jesus did us good. He gives eternal life. Now that's love. Don't be suspicious of Jesus. You can trust him. Repent of your sin and receive him as your Savior. You can live for him now and someday go to your forever home with him in heaven. Now, God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.